What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, PT and Sal, call of the day brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly. Let me get Brad Mineola, PT and Sal on The Fan. What's happening, Brad?
I was watching the video on X of highlights of Cat in college. And the guy was a machine. There was not 1 ounce of fat on his body. He's a step slow because he's fat.
I don't know if he's fat,
like,
but
I'm being serious. I hate to say that, and I don't want to body shame the guy.
Yeah.
But he's a step slow because he's fat. He was blocking balls, like blocking them across the court, getting up from hitting a layup and being on defense. We really have a defensive problem with Brunson. I get it.
Yep.
But lose 15 or 20 pounds, Kat.
Yeah.
And then maybe we won't have the second issue.
Yeah, he should. He's got to get in better shape. He's not in good shape.
I got to be honest with you. I think Karl Anthony Towns may be the most beat up sports athlete in New York sports of all time, because so many fans call in and say he's dumb, he's stupid, he's fat. Like, I mean, not the host, the
stupid,
callers. Seriously,
worthless, no good.
Yeah,
God,
like he's a jerk. He doesn't smell well. I mean, what else are we doing? Like, what did Karl Anthony Towns do that we really use him as a punching bag?
He can't defend the pick and roll. That's enough.
Okay.
That's all it takes. All right, there you go. The BT and Sal call of the day. So, it's funny. Hoff was laughing when I said stupid, worthless. And I said in the talkback, I said, you know what movie that's from? And he didn't know. So, you guys either picked that up or you didn't. That's a scene in The Breakfast Club. Stupid, worthless, no good, goddamn freeloading son of a... You know? And is this what you get when you spill paint in the garage? All right, I have a scouting report on Jason Kidd that I absolutely must read. Text message. Just got it. From my brother-in-law, who is in the state of Texas, who is a massive Mavericks fan, who watches every game. And by the way, he was a college athlete, too. Not that that means he's going to be right, but he did play soccer in college, and he is definitely... Listen... He's a good dude, and he knows his stuff. So I'm going to read this, because I shot him a lot. I said, give me your best, most thorough scouting report on Kidd. All right. And so I'm going to read this on the air. So he wrote, for me, strengths, players coach, defensive-minded, even-keeled, and then in parentheses, though he's not going to go nuts on the refs or panic in tough situations. Okay. It does seem like Tibbs was always kind of whining a little bit, didn't? Weaknesses. I feel like when we had Luka, it was give him the ball and watch. Offense got stagnant. Uh-oh. Didn't we kind of see that with Jalen? Weren't we complaining about, you know, dribble, 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 pound, pound, pound? Another weakness, he struggles to adjust to other teams' defenses a lot of time. Just won't change or deviate from the initial game plan. Okay. And then another, again, this is just my brother-in-law. He's not a coach or anything, but his even-keeledness can sometimes be a weakness as well, because he's not confrontational which led to Luka doing whatever he wanted, including not being in shape. That I added. I mean, talk about we're getting on Cat for being out of shape. Luka looked like a bloated frat boy. He was just sucking down beers. I mean, he's a mess. He is in terrible shape. He's in worse shape than Cat. So, I mean, of course, personal and professional pride begins from within. But, I don't know. I mean, if Jason Kidd couldn't get through to him, I'm not going to drop all this on Kidd's doorstep with that. But interesting. And he definitely just took crazy shots and, you know, freelanced whatever. All right, just wanted to read it to you. Doesn't mean he's not going to get hired. Doesn't mean he is. Although I think that they're absolutely going full bore after Jason Kidd. 888-808-1019. Let me get Jay Piff in Queens. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just got a question about the Knicks and the Yankees. Well, first of all, I think that what the Knicks need is more depth on the bench. I think it was the wrong move to fire Coach Thibs. And
why?
Then for
why?
The Yankees.
Wait. That's not interesting. Why? That might make it interesting. Why? Why is it the wrong move?
Because they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
God almighty.
When everybody had just written them out in the first round.
What?
They made it further than most people would think.
No.
I just think they need more depth in the bench.
All right. No, well, I think that last part, you know, we agree. But they were among the favorites to get to the finals.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jay Pith?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What's your Yankee point, buddy? Let's pick it up a little bit.
With Stan coming up, you know, in the rehab, you know, and who's the odd man out in the
with Stanton? We've hit that a little. Thanks for the call, buddy. No, I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be a lot of mixing and matching. You know, me and Sal talked about this a lot. Like, if you were to write down their best lineup, you know, 1 through 9, it's not going to be able to be run out there because of the redundancy and the overlap with certain positions. You're like, what position's Ben Wright's playing? Well, he can handle first base. Well, great. Then Goldschmidt's not playing. And that's not happening. I know he's cooled off a little bit here, but not that Stanton's even an outfield option at this point. But if you were going to try to run Stanton out there in the outfield, which I don't even think they'll do. But if they did, well then, you know, Grisham, who's the best defensive player on the team in the outfield, he's got power. And then Dominguez is going to sit. You're going to sit Dominguez against the righty when he's hitting 300 from the left side? No. You know, it's just, so I don't really know where Stanton fits in. I do know that they're going to wedge him in. I know that. Who's going to be left out? Now, Ben Rice has also cooled off a little bit, so it's a little easier to justify that. Now, we get so hung up on, oh, there's only, you know, there's five guys for four spots, three guys for two spots. Generally, it kind of works out. And the Yankees have some players who have some real injury history. So I'm not going to go nuts trying to forecast the next couple of weeks or the next couple of months. I'll tell you this, though. If Stanton's healthy, he's obviously going to play in October. Let me get Kyle in Garfield. Kyle, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, BT? Real quick, before I get to my next point, I'll just say this. Go, okay. Johnny, baby.
Yeah.
He's got him ready to roll.
Oh, there's no question about that. No doubt.
But let me get to this real quick. I really think it is kid. I think it's going to be Giannis. I think Giannis is going to say, get me to the Knicks. But here's the thing. I think they want to keep Towns with him. I think it's going to be Towns, Brunson, Giannis, and now you're going to get rid of a package of OG and Bridges and Hart and Mitch. So the money's going to make it up. And I just think those two other spots, the three and the four, you're going to have to find a shooter and then an athletic wing. But we watched last night, and there are all these no-name athletic wings.
Yep.
But if you get them and, hey, play defense, give me a shooter. Listen, a Deuce McBride, or if Hart don't go, now Hart can play. Listen, would you be against that if it's Giannis, Brunson, with Towns, with Kidd, and then, hey, fill in those two spots, get some bench, and let's go, and let's
I would sign up for it. I think I'm less convinced than you are that it's going to actually happen like that. No, but I would, listen, come on, if the Knicks start the 2025-2026 season, and they got, first of all, if Giannis is anywhere near the guard, we're automatically pumped up. And then, obviously, paired with Brunson, who's going nowhere, we're like, okay, now we're cooking. And while Kat's got some, you know, flaws in his game, I mean, Kat, Giannis, and Brunson? Now, there's flaws there, but, I mean, there's also a lot to get excited about. A lot. Just also understand this, guys. You know, Giannis is a player who's bringing certain things that we yell and scream about come playoff time. That's what he's worst at. He is not a good free throw. He's 55. Pardon me. He's under 70% for his career, and he went backwards. It's like 62-63%, and he's not a 3-point shooter. 22-23-25%. So, you know, but what you could then do, you know, and Sal's been saying this, and I don't like it unless you have somebody like Giannis. But if you have Giannis, it makes more sense. Well, now you just let Kat slide outside and flip threes up all night. He's good at it. So you have Giannis inside. Pick and roll with Brunson, you know, some alley-oops, some one-on-ones, whatever. And then you have Kat flinging threes, and you have Brunson doing what he does. But I think the other last caller also said OG and Bridges. What are the Bucks doing with both of them? But yes, I would absolutely be pumped up. Frank's in East Islip. Frankie, BT and Sal, what's going on?
What's up, BT, brother?
Hey.
What, busy weekend with the kids, baseball, softball, what do you got going on?
Yeah, you know, last night, it's been nuts. We have baseball early tomorrow, and then and then Sunday as well. My daughter's got a softball game Sunday, so train keeps moving, buddy. Train keeps going.
I know, I've been there, done that, lacrosse. Yeah. But on the Knicks, a lot of reports coming out now. You can see about Giannis and a monumental trade. Any way they can get Bobby Portis back in that? I mean, I would give up OG. I would give up, you know, give up a package with OG and try to keep Kat, but I don't have to be able to do it. But maybe take Portis back and Kuzma.
Oh, I would take Portis in a heartbeat. No, Bobby Portis does the things that you need. That shows up in 7-game series, you know, on the road, threes, toughness. I always like Portis.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.